back now with Day to Day. We all know the sugary Christmas movie classics, Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas. There are Christmas movies that won't give you diabetes. Writer Mark Jordan Ligon takes a look at the darker side of this genre.
For every classic film that can fill you with the warmth and good cheer of a homemade cup of cocoa, there are also Christmas movies that can be as sour and smelly as a mug of curdled eggnog. And that's where we come in. We want to share with you some of the strangest, weirdest Christmas-themed movies ever made. So what do you say we throw a Yuletide log on the fire, and while we're at it, we may want to throw a copy of our first film, Santa Claus the Movie, a big, budgeted, bloated, spackled-together mess from 1985.
Over there, there's food and warmth and a bed and straw and hay and everything a smart team of reindeer would like. Here is where you freeze to death. Now come on, my good boys! Come on!
Yes, what family film isn't complete without showing animals and an old couple freezing to death in a snowstorm? Ah, hypothermia. And like a bad acid trip, a magic star appears, and out of it comes an army of elves who drag the frozen couple to the North Pole to become Mr. and Mrs. Claus. So they're basically kidnapped and held against their will. Wow, Santa has the same backstory as Patty Hearst.
If you give extra kisses, you get bigger hugs.
Sorry?
That's what Santa's wife's always saying.
What would it cost?
Cost who?
The people who buy the toy.
Well, nothing. We're going to give them away free. Oh, that's fantastic. How do you turn your face so red so fast?
For free!
And there you heard Dudley Moore as Patch the Elf. How embarrassed, drunk, or both did he sound? And that was John Lithgow as the evil toy tycoon. Is there any other kind in these movies? Why can't there ever be a nice toy tycoon? Well, to change the pace a bit, this next flick isn't a bad movie. In fact, it's quite a scary little horror film. But the fact that it's set around the holidays makes it especially creepy. From 1974 comes Black Christmas, directed by the eclectic Bob Clark, who also made the wholesome and hilarious A Christmas Story.
Remember those idyllic scenes out of your childhood? Crisp winter nights, sleigh bells, crackling Yule logs. Remember those. Remember them well. After Black Christmas, they'll never be the same again. Black Christmas, starring Olivia Hussey, Keir Dulley, Margot Kidder, and starring John Saxon as Lieutenant Fuller. If this movie doesn't make your skin crawl, it's on too tight.
To continue in the subgenre of scary Christmas movies, we go to the classic 1972 British horror trilogy, Tales from the Crypt. One of the vignettes, All Through the House, is very effective and chilling, with a still young and sexy Joan Collins planning on murdering her rich older husband. Don't you hate it when you kill your husband on Christmas Eve and then the radio announcer says something like this?
A man described as a homicidal maniac has escaped from the hospital for the criminally insane. He is 6'3" tall, 210 pounds, dark eyes, bald, and may be wearing a Santa Claus costume taken from a shop in Burley.
Man, and I have presents to wrap and a dead husband to throw down the cellar stairs to make it look like an accident. Well, Santa knows if you've been bad or good, so be good or at least get a good lawyer, for goodness sake. And we end our Christmas journey with an undiscovered, well, I can't really say gem, more like a truffle of deeply rich bad cinema. Here is the very low-budget Magic Christmas Tree from 1964. Shot in lovely La Verne, California. Here's a bunch of kids overacting and sort of kind of remembering their lines of brilliant dialogue.
Well, I wonder what kind of sandwich I have today. Probably meatloaf.
How do you know?
Because that's what we had for dinner last night.
Guess what mine is, fellas?
Bologna!
This movie looks like it was made for about $12, and every aspect they could get wrong, they do.
Within that ring is a secret compartment. And within that compartment is a magic seed. If you plant this seed, beneath the wishbone of a Thanksgiving turkey in the dark of the moon. A magic tree will grow.
Oh, and we need virgin's blood. And the top of a wedding cake, too. So the boy gets his wish, and a magic Christmas tree appears. And of course, since it's magic, it can talk.
You are a magic Christmas tree.
Of course I am. That's what you planted, wasn't it?
But you look kind of scrawny.
Well, I've been through a lot lately, and, well, enough of this. Now let's get down to business.
And who would have thought a talking magic Christmas tree would have the voice of an irritated antiques dealer? And like all great bad movies, it takes this strange right turn where the greedy boy walks in the woods and is accosted by a burly giant.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be greedy.
Changed your mind, eh?
Let me go home, please let me go home. I promise never to be greedy again.
Not so fast. I must be sure that you mean what you say. I have something to show you.
And suddenly, Magic Christmas Tree turns into Deliverance.
Well, I lost him. But I'll find another greedy child to be my slave. Maybe you.
So you see, not all Christmas movies have to be filled with angels and reindeer. Some can have homicidal maniacs dressed like Santa or large hairy giants threatening children. In fact, if you have a Christmas party this month and people just won't take the hint it's time to leave, I guarantee if you put on the magic Christmas tree, not only will your guests run for the door, but maybe even some members of your own family. Please, just think of this as our Christmas gift to you.
Thanks, I guess. Mark Jordan-Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles.